Today we'll be doing Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Lo yehi davar chotitz bein tefillin liv saro, lo shna shel yad, lo shna shel rosh. There can be nothing creating a chatitza, a separation between the tefillin and your flesh, and it doesn't make a difference if we're dealing with the shel yad or the shel rosh. The Rama says, V'dafka batfillin, ava baritzuos ein lahakpid. That's only true for the actual bottom of the tefillin, but when it comes to the ritzuos, the straps, we don't have to be as makpid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel tells us, Lo yehi, the chsiv al yadacha, v'tefillin shel rosh ksiv bein einach. It says that the tefillin shel yad must be on your hands, and the tefillin shel rosh must be above your eyes. Has to be directly there with nothing separating. Then the Mishnah verse says, "Davar chotetz afilu chatita koldehu." Even a slight separation is problematic. V'nachon nizar lechadchila afilu bechina chaya shelo yehim mafsek ben hatfilin labasar. Now kapana bechina misa v'yafar yesh li zoher v'alkein yesh no hagin lirchotz mekom hanachas hatfilin. So even when even a person has lice, even if the lice are alive, that's problematic. But if the lice are dead, if you have dirt or something like that, that's for sure going to be a problem. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah recommends that a person should rinse off and clean off the place where they're about to put their tefillin on to make sure that there's nothing there. Kasa b'sefer revid hazav nira demashu etzul chotetes lefamim min tefillin liv saro lo mikrei chatzitza demin b'mino eno chotetz umilavushay srach atakti le'el b'sif katun yud mashma denachon lechadchilu lahachmir batzah. So there seems to be someone of a machloke, some of the achronim, the revid hazav claims that which we said, that the ritzua creates a chatzitza between the tefillin and the flesh, that's not a kol dechatzitza, because that's what we invoke the principle called min bemino eino chotetz. So whenever you have two things of the same material, the same species, whatever you want to call it, so in this case the ritzua is part of the tefillin, so it can't create a chatzitza between the tefillin and the flesh itself. But other achronim say no, you should try to be machmir even for that, that the ritzua should not create a chatzitza between the tefillin and your flesh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, loshna shel rosh kasa b'sefer machatzis hashekel v'ra'a lai hamaaseh shel osano anashim shemegadlin blo rosehen milavad ki hu derech shachatz v'ga'avai ma shekasa b'yoredeya simen kuf hain ches yeshbo isra b'hanachas tefillin. So he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Machatzis HaShekel, one of the Achronim, that people who grow out their hair very, very long, aside from the fact that it's haughty, it's arrogant, it's not appropriate, as the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya tells us, but it also creates problems in terms of putting on your tefillin, because the only reason why you could put tefillin on your head, and we don't say the hair is a chatzitza, because that's the hair is part of your body, the hair is natural, the same way that when a woman goes to the mikvah, her hair is not a chatzitza, it's part of her body. So same thing when it comes to tefillin, but if you grow your hair abnormally long, so then all of a sudden we don't call that natural anymore. We call that a chatzitza. Uvalav chatzitza nami b'shulhani yisayros ha-merubim yav shalatam tzim shiyum hudak and munach namakom and kadin. And even leaving aside the chatzitza problem, even if you wanted to say that it wasn't a chatzitza, but you would still have a more technical problem, which is that the longer your hair is, the more difficult it is to be able to be precise in terms of the placement of your shel rosh, to know exactly where the hairline is, to know exactly where it's supposed to be. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, ein lahakpid v'hachronim kasu dein lahaka rak b'mkom ha-krichos aval mashe shayich lahakshira yish lahach miraf baritzuos bein b'shel yad uvein b'shel rosh. Even though the Rama said that we don't have to be makbid when it comes to the ritzuos creating a chatzitza, but that's only in terms of the wrapping. So, for example, when you're wrapping the ritzuos around your hand, or the ritzuos that come down off of your, that come down towards the bottom of your body, that you don't have to be makbid about. But any ritzua that is relevant, that's directly related to the tying of the tefillin, then you should be machmir both for the shalyad as well as for the sharosh. V'kasu tochachas megulal hamanichem hatfilin al gabi pei anachris hanikra peruka va'afilu imrak haratzua munach al hapei anachris. And therefore, we should give musr to those people who put tefillin on a wig or on a toupee or anything like that. Even if it's just the ritzua that's on the toupee or the wig, that's considered a problem. That's a chatzitza. V'kol mako ma'ashma b'divrei magen avram ha'chayodim dem yesh lo mako b'rosho v'rak b'mkom shaharatzuos munachim b'lo b'mkom haktzitza mutter lo lahaniach haratzuos al gabi smart. So the Mishnah Berurah does say, however, let's say a person has some sort of a wound or an injury on their head or on their arm that prevents them, from putting the tefillin directly on their flesh. Let's say they have a cast, they have a bandage that they can't take off. So the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as that bandage is only being touched by the ritzua. So let's say the band-aid is on your arm, or the band-aid is on the back part of your head. It's not on the front where the actual bias of the tefillin is located. So technically that's not called a chatzitza. And as long as the layer, the bandage, the covering is very, very thin, that would not constitute a chatzitza. You can even make a bracha. The only thing is, when it comes to the shel yad, you just have to make sure that you cover your tefillin because of the din of l'chalio. So achirim lo, so your tefillin shel yad have to be for you and not visible for anybody else. So we'll stop here for now, and I'll pick up a sifhei tomorrow.